All right, good morning, Beth. We're out here at the lake getting ready for today's Traveling Lumberjack Show. This is called Logging at the Lake. Joining me is Dwayne Karstens. Dwayne, what a great atmosphere for logging at the lake.
It is. It's early here, but things are starting to move. People have come in the last couple nights, as a matter of fact. Some of the lumberjacks have practiced at the Windsor Theater with their new setup that they have, doing their competitions. Little chilly today. You might want to bring a jacket. I know there's some rain around the area in the forecast, but right now, really nice out here at the lake.
Absolutely. There's exhibitions going on. Professionals from Mackinac City, Michigan in the area setting up at 3 p.m. today. Prior to that, starting at 11 o'clock this morning, many locals will be doing traditional lumberjack-type competitions. Looking forward to a lot of that stuff, log rolling, axe throwing, pole climbing, as well as non-traditional events like the chainsaw ballet, Dwayne, and musical chainsaw, synchronized tree falling, a beard strength competition. I might enter that one. And then at 2 p.m., the flannel fashion show is going to take place between all of the local competitions and the pros in the lumberjack show.
Yeah, I know Colette has been excited about that. She's kind of organizing that. We'll hear from her later on today. I know there's a lot of ladies going to be donning the fashion, maybe even some guys. Well, there's a lot of guys already wearing their flannels around here. And a lot of hearty concessions as well. I know, you know, there's going to be moose brats to trout sickles, all kinds of things today going to be served. There's also Lumberjack and Northwoods merchandise, a lot of Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox things and much more. There's live music. Beth is going to have some information about that, as a matter of fact, later. There's going to be some aerial coverage. We got Hunter getting ready to go up in the air to tell us what's going on. And there's going to be plenty of parking, so don't worry about that. Follow the people that are helping us do the parking. That we got a lot of great volunteers out here today.
And just important to remember. Yeah, there's no charge to watch any of these local competitions. Admission to the pro exhibitions or free will donation to the International Fish Exchange. Dwayne, money or fish. So you know, any of that pollock that you've got in your or crappie that you've got in your freezer, feel free to exchange that for admission today to the events.
Yeah, some bleacher seating is available. Otherwise, you can bring your own logs to sit on. Some of the other activities besides what Sean mentioned. There's some pine cone dodgeball that begins at 11. Pine cone shot put also beginning at 11. Wood chip splitting. Pardon me. Well, I'm getting a little tongue tied here. 11:15, that is going to take place. Squirrel chasing at 11:30. Kids wolf howling at noon. Musical chainsaws at 12:30. I heard a little bit about the practice on that. That's going to be really cool. If you like music, you like chainsaws, it's right up your alley. And then later on, Sean, maybe we'll get you in the syrup chugging contest.
I feel like there's a joke there somewhere, but our neighbors to the north, the maple syrup chugging contest, maybe there's some maple flavored syrup that we can talk about. And the key thing too, when you're around all of these competitions with all of the logs and that, don't forget your safety glasses, safety first with all of these. Yeah. And we'll have some more setup to do, but keep listening for more information about this April Fool's Day event out here, Logging at the Lake, Dwayne.
That's right. Again, a lot of things happening. It's going to be an event not to miss on this April 1st.
Back to the studio.